Mr. Mitteros, I understand you had an interesting experience during your last trip to Greece. Can you talk to us about that experience?
We spent 3 weeks in Athens in January this year as a family, and it was the first time we'd spent a winter period in Greece, and we must say we really enjoyed the different experience of being in Greece in winter. And whilst there, we undertook a number of activities associated with the Hellenic Initiative, where we went and visited the crisis relief organisations that are doing some wonderful work on the ground in Athens with the people that are in need at this time.
If I'm not mistaken, there were a few photographs posted on the Hellenic Initiative's Facebook page of you being in markets helping out. So it was very much hands-on, I understand.
What
happened there?
Yes, it was. We attended at the Halandri markets, and the organisation called Burume, which THI Australia partners with, have a program where volunteers assist them to collect the excess produce from the day, and that food is given to organisations that assist people in need. Our family got involved. We were pushing the trolleys around, and the store holders were putting their excess produce. There was oranges, there were lemons, there were all sorts of vegetables, and they would put them in the trolleys, and we'd go from stall to stall and gather up the excess food. And we filled 3 full supermarket trolleys, and I've got to say to you, Dinah, the response from the stall holders was amazing. What they gave, and when they heard that we were Greek Australians and that our children were third generation Australians, and that they still were prepared to give something back to Greece, the reaction was quite amazing. One particular shopper overheard the conversation and was so touched that she went and bought 2 dozen eggs out of her own money and donated it to Burume in terms of what we were doing on that day. So it was a fantastic experience. The Hellenic Initiative is promoting this volunteering program for anyone that is visiting Greece this year. We are partnering with Burume, and I would love to encourage people to take up the opportunity, because it is so personally rewarding to get involved in activities such as this.
So anyone who travels to Greece from Australia can get in touch with the Hellenic Initiative and do a bit of volunteering through the organisations you have partnered with.
That's right, Dinah. And look, it took us 2 hours by the time we got to Halandri, got back, and the time we spent on the ground, all it was 2 hours, but 2 very rewarding hours.
Did you have any Greek volunteers with you to help you out?
We did, and Burume have staff, and that's what we are involved with as the Hellenic Initiative. We fund the staff member who organises the volunteers to attend 5 farmers' markets in Athens, and in the next 12 months they are hoping to make that 10 farmers' markets, and we are funding them to provide the training for permanent employees to train volunteers so that they can upscale and do this at a higher level.
It might be a very actually open-ended question and a very long answer on your behalf about the work that your partner organizations are doing in Greece. But if there is a short answer, I would like to know with what impressions and views have you left Greece through these experiences and discussions you had with them?
That's a good question, Dinah. And let me say this. The organisations that we are partnering with have been vetted by our man on the ground, the Hellenic Initiative's man on the ground, Michael Prinsos. They are excellent organisations run by talented, dynamic young people who have, in most cases, have either lived or studied outside of Greece, have a sense of civic pride and giving back and a spirit of volunteering. And it was wonderful to see that spirit and that volunteering ethic being applied in Greece by the new generation. And I mean, circumstances are really tough in Greece, and to see it under those circumstances where nearly one third of the population is at risk of poverty, it's commendable.
One of the initiatives, the Hellenic Initiative, is supporting is Thesmos, and recently a new grant was given to Thesmos Direct, which is an online donation platform. Why are you supporting this particular platform?
This is the second year of supporting Thesmos, and what Thesmos do is they have this online platform that allows them to receive goods, and those goods are clothing, their furniture, school equipment, medical supplies, and they're able to match it with welfare organisations that require those goods for the services they're providing. So what it's actually able to do is it's actually able to boost the charity sector in Greece by matching the items that are required from the welfare organisations, and it's our funds that are making this possible, and we are upgrading Thesmos Direct this year so that it reaches even more organisations and therefore more beneficiaries.
Leaving Greece, what did you take with you from this trip?
What I took from this is that the Greek spirit is amazing. I mean, they are doing it tough. And whilst Greece isn't in the news every day the way it was, the people are doing it very, very tough, particularly in the big cities. And their spirit is unbelievable, that you can still speak to people and they will say to you, well, there's more to life than, you know, making money and saving money and getting ahead in a material sense. Their spirit is so strong and it's so resilient that you feel very proud of your Hellenic roots.
Mr. Mitteros, when are you going back to volunteer?
We'll be back there in July, and we're looking forward to it. We'll be at a different set of markets in July, and it'll be lovely to see how they do it in the summertime.
And this is leading by example.
Well, I hope so, Dina, and I can't tell you how personally rewarding it is to volunteer and to give back to our homeland, and I hope others feel the same way and are prepared to give some of their time.
Mr. Mitteros, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, Dina.